Nothing Lasts Forever by Maureen Lee.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. Brodie, October 2004. Just think, Colin said, getting into bed. There'll be no more need for us to lie awake till all hours, waiting to hear her key in the front door. Tomorrow we can sleep in late and go to midday mass. Brodie didn't say anything, but thought that she would probably lie awake for the entire night, wondering if Maisie, their daughter, was fast asleep in her bed at the university campus where her parents had left her earlier that very day. Colin tucked his arm around her waist and pulled her against him. When we make love, you can be as noisy as you like, he said. Noisy? He kissed her shoulder. Before we had the kids, you used to scream your head off when we had sex. I did no such thing, Brodie said indignantly. You did, darling. He pulled her even closer. It's a good job this is a detached house, otherwise the neighbours would have complained. You're exaggerating. Thinking about it, she realised she had missed letting rip when she came to a climax. You don't seem a bit upset that we've lost Maisie, she told him. I'm devastated, he said simply. I'll miss her like mad, but let's look on the bright side. We haven't lost her any more than we've lost Josh. I'm proud our two kids are at university. Now we can begin to live like we're just a couple again, as if we'd just got married. Starting with you making one hell of a row when we make love. The next few weeks are going to be like a second...